Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I am joined by Kathy Ewald. Kathy is the president of the Kyoto Women's Auxiliary, and she's here to talk to us about a project she has going where she is sending care packages to the servicemen from Kyoto. So, Kathy, how did you decide to start sending packages to servicemen from Kyoto?
I am the president of the VFW Auxiliary, and a couple years ago, one of our members had a son who was in Iraq at that time. And so we thought it was kind of our obligation to send him some care packages, because over there, you know, it's dry. They needed like lip balm, eye drops, you know, just things that you can't get over there that we have over here. We're so blessed to have what we have over here. And so we started that probably 3 years ago, and then we never had, to my knowledge, anyone else that was overseas at that time. I guess we had two boys at that time, or two guys, and so we sent care packages to both of them. And then this winter, we always send Valentines to our veterans at the VA hospital and to our veterans around Kyoto that belonged to the VFW. And one guy had called and told me, now don't forget to put these two guys down that are overseas. So I got their addresses, and I thought, you know, why just send them a Valentine? Why not send them some care packages? So this is what we decided to do. We have sent one box over already to Jeff Dua, and today, I said I'm going to get teary-eyed. We have our meeting, and so today we have two more boxes. One will go to Eric Westendorf, who is in Korea, and then we're going to send Jeff another box. And most of these guys that are overseas, they have men in their unit that don't get a box from home. Either they don't have a family or a loved one. And so it's nice that these guys will share with the rest of their unit.
Do you know the men?
Yes, I do.
Could you tell us a little bit about them, please?
Oh, I don't know them personally. I know Jeff is from, both of the guys are from Kyoto, graduated from Kyoto High School. Jeff's wife is Jill Dua that works at Archer's. And Eric is not married, and his mother is Janie Westendorf, who runs a costume shop in Sigourney.
And how long does it usually take for a package to arrive over there?
Well, in Korea, I'm not positive. Jill Dua told us it would take probably 11 days to get a package to Afghanistan. So Jeff should be getting his package later in this week, I hope.
And are there any specific items that the men have requested?
Well, Eric will be home in the springtime, and his sister said he really doesn't need anything because he can get what he needs in Korea, but we did not want to leave him out. So we are sending him candy, granola bars, gum, you know, something sweet, you know, just to let him know that we are thinking of him. And then Jeff, he's probably going to have an overabundance of cinnamon toothpaste. That was what his wife said he cannot get over there. And Visine, the artificial teardrops. And I know we're sending him gum and granola bars and candy, the hard candy. Basically, that's about it. Non-perishable items.
Okay. And can you tell people how they can donate?
They can donate. If they would like to help with a cash donation, they can make the check out to the VFW Auxiliary for any amount. We won't turn anyone down. And they can mail that to me at 304 Northwest Baker Drive in Kyoto. And if they would like to make a donation for the candy or whatever, they can either leave it at the United Church of Faith or at my house, or I'm hoping St. Mary's Church here, or Holy Trinity Church in Kyoto.
And Kathy, do you have any other message that you'd like to give our listeners?
Oh, just support our guys. They are, they are protecting us. So I kind of feel this is what we need to do for them.
Again, that was Kathy Ewald, president of the Kyoto Women's Auxiliary, talking about the auxiliary's efforts to send care packages to servicemen from Kyoto overseas. We thank Kathy for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.